I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 750 people were slaughtered in Nigeria this year at the hands of Boko Haram, a new record. Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett says it's because Boko Haram was infuriated after a Christian president was elected last year.
That just really caused problems in the mind of Muslims. They thought that the Christians would oppress them the way that they would oppress the Christians when they were in power, which wasn't the mindset at all.
Two and three times a week, they're suffering terrorist attacks. They need $30,000 to build a safer spot, and you can take action at our website. Next, after adopting her child from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mary decided to start a program called More Than Enough. The program, under the direction of the Mission Society, supports indigenous churches, organizations, and leaders who care for the vulnerable. More Than Enough supports a children's home with more than 50 former street kids living there. Pray that through the ministry, more kids will get off the street and hear the good news. And it's billed as the largest missions conference in the world. University Christian Fellowships Urbana, which happens every 3 years, officially kicks off tomorrow in St. Louis, Missouri. The director of Urbana 12, Tom Lynn, is excited about this year's conference. What's this year's focus?
We still have the same vision and mission of calling students to give their whole lives to God's global mission. I think the unique aspect you'll see is a focus on the Gospel of Luke, and particularly about God's invitation to the marginalized and the lost.
Then, what does this mean for Christians who are invitation bearers? Find the links to Urbana 12 at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.